More dangerous waves to batter California coast. Multiple high surf advisory warnings were issued on Thursday and Friday morning up and down the California coast amid dangerously high surf and storms. The worst of the waves would be the 20 to 30 footers along the northern and central California coast, coastal North Bay, San Francisco, Monterey Bay, and Big Sur, lasting until 4 p.m. Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. The NWS's San Francisco office instructed inexperienced swimmers to stay out of the water. Large waves can sweep across the beach without warning, pulling people into the sea from rocks, jetties, and beaches, it said in the advisory. Another advisory issued for San Luis Obispo County beaches and Santa Barbara County beaches warns of 10 to 15-foot waves that lower to 8 to 11 feet Sunday afternoon, continuing into Monday night. Ventura County beaches are expected to face 6 to 10-foot waves until Sunday night. Los Angeles County beaches and the Malibu coast have been warned of 5 to 8-foot waves through Monday morning. Dangerously high surf has been present all week, with part of the Santa Cruz Wharf collapsing into the ocean on December 23rd from turbulent waters and strong winds. 3 construction workers on the wharf fell into the ocean. 2 were rescued and the other swam to safety. According to local officials, the wharf and beaches will remain closed indefinitely as hazardous debris continues to wash ashore. Also on December 23rd, a man died after a large wave trapped him under debris on a Santa Cruz County beach, according to the sheriff's office. In a post on X that day, the NWS's Bay Area office warned residents of the danger of going near the coast. You are risking your life and those of the people that would need to try and save you by getting in or too close to the water, it said. Farther south on the central California coast, the Carmel Pine Cone reported a man went missing in Pebble Beach that afternoon after a large wave swept him from the rocks, according to law enforcement sources and eyewitnesses. Those present said the man may have climbed onto the rocks to take a picture. That morning, the NWS Ocean Prediction Center warned about severe winds near the Pacific Northwest. A rapidly developing storm will bring hurricane-force winds to the areas well offshore of the Pacific Northwest tonight. Winds could peak near 70 knots with higher gusts, and seas will build over 30 feet, it said on X.